Welcome to At the Table. I'm Clark Wolf, and this is the weekly radio show about all things food, brought to you from Sonoma County. Not just wine country, but farm country and people country and community and small town country. One of the things I love about living in Sonoma County is we have small towns. Now, mind you, if you have a small town that's two or three blocks long, and it gets blocked by, oh, I don't know, a fallen redwood tree, a flood, major construction over a long period of time, you have some challenges, and we call them Guerneville. I live right outside of Guerneville. I live 2.5 miles past it, up a hill, someplace that the county of Sonoma calls Guernwood Heights, which still cracks me up. My bedroom was built as a logger's cabin in 1906, and it grew from there. And that's why the living room is slightly slanted. It was a deck that had to drain, and so am I. Anyway, I love my town, and I've been coming there since I was a child, actually. But in the 70s, when I lived in San Francisco, it was a place I came from the city because, as Mark Twain so correctly said, the coldest winter I ever spent was a summer in San Francisco. Or maybe he didn't say it, but it really sounds great. And it was very cold and foggy in San Francisco. It would clear up by 2 or 3 in the afternoon and then start getting foggy by 3:45. Anyway, we would come up to the river. And I will tell you this also. Guerneville was, it's where they got, it was called Big Bottom. And it was Stumptown as well, because they cut the redwood trees to rebuild San Francisco. The 1906 earthquake was really more of a disastrous fire caused by the earthquake and people setting fires, actually. And so they did all this, and they brought the logs down. And then it became a kind of a gathering spot for blue-collar families, for firemen, for policemen, for, you know, all kinds of good stuff. And there was a period of time in the 30s and 40s where there would be resorts on the river bank, on land, and in the river there would be platforms that floated, and sometimes the platform would have a band on it, and there would be a dance platform on the ground on steady land, which is, you know, not something we have here in California, steady land. But, you know, and over time, most of them burned because they were all made of wood. What a concept, right? But we had plenty of wood. Anyway, we still do. Anyway, later on, it became someplace where Hell's Angels came. And I mean, I remember the days when, you know, and then hippies came, and then it became very, very gay, and then gay, hippie, Hell's Angels. I mean, really, you know, talk about an amalgamation. But there's always been a real spirit in Sonoma County, and it lives in its hot spots. It lives in many places, but Guerneville's a special place. So when I was coming through town recently, I remembered that I've been seeing these barricades for a long time. You know, the big red ones filled with cement and the big white ones filled with cement so that terrorists cannot attack the five and dime. I don't know. They're building the sidewalks, and it's a good thing, and we're very lucky to have all these things. But in the meantime, these small businesses suffer. And unlike the summertime, when people will come and swarm anywhere, the wintertime, people just kind of tend to sometimes think that they need to drive on through. Now, the good news is that one half has kind of been finished finally, but I wanted to really give a shout out and some support. So today, my guest is Crystal Lutke. She has Boone Eat and Drink and
Road Trip.
I was thinking about the road and the thing, right? She has Replace the Pavement. No. Road Trip. Talk about perfect. And she's been so active in Guerneville. And so she's here today to talk about all the restaurants and all the cafes and all the spots that are open where you might have to park around the corner and go for a walk between raindrops, but we want you to come. Welcome, Krista.
Thank you so much. It's always a pleasure to be here. And I can't get the visual out of my head of the Hell's Angels hippie gays. I mean, that's like a visual.
She looked marvelous. The tats were great.
But you're exactly right. You know, as much as these orange barricades are very on brand for my color palette
that's
of Boone,
right, that's right.
They are definitely a bit of a frustrating sight. And I think the biggest thing is we are very open. Every one of us is very open for business right now, and it might be a little bit challenging, but just like you said, we still have the same charm. We are even more excited to see you right now because this is our slower season when we can really lean in and spend time and get to know our patrons. And, you know, as you said, driving through town, it looks closed. But we are very much open. And I think that's really the message that we want to put out there is, you know, like you said, the summer, everyone comes. Nothing's going to keep them away, you know. But right now, we really need folks to come in, dine, shop the galleries, you know, grab some old school candy at the Five and Dime, get your fishing license at King's Sport and Tackle.
There you go. And by the way, if you don't want to dine, you could chow down too.
Yeah.
I mean, one of the things that's really wonderful is that, for example, for a long time, the taco truck has been famous in the parking lot of Safeway.
Yep.
And I got to tell you, across the street burned down. There was an arsonist and this triple building burned down a long time ago. Well, they've cleaned it up tidy and there's an Indian food truck.
Yeah, Jay's.
And I got to tell you, it's really good. And around the corner outside at the Pee Wee Golf, there is Hot Box with great barbecue.
Yep.
So, I mean, we're going to go back over all of them, but you have Boone Eat and Drink, which has really wonderful, I think, Sonoma County, California, American bistro food.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, we like to sort of lean a little bit Cali-Med, so Mediterranean is kind of my inspiration. Those flavors, real fresh, bright, you know, simple, great seafood. But Road Trip is super fun. That's my new one, and yep. I'm actually doing lunches now. Brunch lunch. We actually have some fun eggy things on the menu. So we're doing Friday, Saturday, and Sunday brunch.
Wait a second. Okay, yeah. So folks, if you're going to have eggs...
Yes.
Have them in Sonoma County, number one, because we have the best eggs anywhere. Number two, our eggs have always been a little bit more expensive because they actually come from chickens nearby.
Correct.
And they're delicious. And number three, they're cheaper than all the eggs around the country.
I know, it's funny, right?
I was just in New York recently, and the eggs were $12.50
a dozen
for conventional, chemical, industrial. They're killing their chickens' eggs. And I come back here and it's, you know, it's $11 at the farmer's market. I mean, you know, eggs are precious and delicious.
They are. So you can even drive down 116 just outside of town and they've got a, you know, a sort of an honor stand there.
Yeah.
I think they're doing like $6 or $7 a dozen.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's really a beautiful thing. But yeah, one of my new favorite dishes on the brunch menu.
Yep.
We've got a Thai Eggs Benedict.
Ooh.
So crispy rice cakes, beautiful poached eggs, and then we're doing a green curry hollandaise.
Oh, my God.
So good. So
you know, Thai is something that we've really been getting more in Sonoma County, and it's a flavor. I mean, like Korean flavors and Thai flavors in the hands of, and you know, you said that Boone is kind of... Cali-Med.
Yep.
Actually, Northern Cali is Med.
Sure.
Right?
Well, that's
right.
The thing. So we're same latitude, longitude.
Exactly.
Yep.
So it's, folks, when you go there, it's one of my favorite burgers anywhere, the Boone Burger.
You.
And that's not easy to do. And you also manage to get the umami that isn't always in grass-fed beef by putting some cheddar and putting some arugula and doing your own. I mean, and I never like homemade ketchup. Never, never.
But you like ours.
I love your homemade ketchup.
Thank you.
You know, there's a chopped up Thai food in it. I don't know what's in it.
A little tamarind. That's the secret.
Oh, my gosh.
It's not so secret anymore.
Don't tell anybody.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right. So you talked about brunch at Road Trip, but what's the main thrust? I mean, we can tell by the name.
Sure.
Road Trip comes from all your travels, right?
It does. I mean, every time I go somewhere, I'm inspired by food. That's my love. And so I want to take sort of the best of these ideas. And a lot of it, too, is also a play on street food from all the places I go. So I actually have an amazing burger. I don't know if you've had our burger there yet. It's called the Mac Daddy.
Oh, I have. Yes.
And it's a play on the Big Mac.
Yeah.
But it is like bigger, badder, messier, all the things. And, you know, so it's a fun playground for me. You know, Boone I've had for going on 17 years.
Wow.
And so oftentimes, even though I want to get creative and change some things around, people are like,
don't do it. Don't you dare. No.
So this is my sort of creative outlet where we get to have some fun. And, you know, I've got a kimchi jjigae, so a Korean tofu stew on that menu.
Ooh.
Really great chicken sandwich. Some fun. We do a do-it-yourself deviled eggs.
I love those. You know, that was one of my favorite things. I came to the preview and I've been since, but do-it-yourself deviled eggs, but you're doing all the hard work.
Yeah.
All we have to do is kind of make
squeeze
a mess
it in
on,
there
make
and
a mess on
pick
the plate.
Your own toppings.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly. All right, what else?
Well, I mean, again, shout out to all my neighbors because so many great spots in town. Just two doors down from me, Trillium Wine Bar.
Yeah, let's talk about that a little bit because he's been around Guernville for 312 years and he's only 31.
No, yeah, I mean, Greg had Betty Spaghetti before, but
he was,
I think, started as a pastry chef, classically trained, and then moved into savory, had Betty Spaghetti, but you know.
But even before that, he worked at what used to be called Fife's.
Yeah.
And it is now called Don Ranch.
Don Ranch.
So he's been cooking in town.
For a very long time.
A long time. He really knows the community, but he also really knows the visitor community, which is really, really important.
Yeah, it's it's funny. He sort of sometimes likes to stay in the background, but he's such a wealth of information.
Yeah.
He's an incredible chef.
Yeah.
And their space is just lovely. So
chowder, talk about the place.
Food,
yeah.
Really beautifully curated wine list from around the world. I think that's one of the things that I love about it is they've got worldly wines and they do tons of them by the glass. So you could just belly up, have some oysters, have a glass of wine, or have a full meal there.
Yeah.
So that's a lot of fun.
And by the way, that's something that's really been happening all over Sonoma County and all over the country, but particularly in Sonoma County, is kind of a wine bar cafe. It's not just wine with a little taste of this and that. It's from a simple nibble to go with your sip to a full on. I mean, you can do all kinds of good stuff with it, right?
Exactly.
And he's a really broad based. He brought Betty and the spaghetti with him.
Yep.
Did he?
I think, but he's definitely doing his own house-made focaccia.
Oh,
so yeah, he's got a lot of tricks up his sleeve.
All right. When we come back, we're gonna get through the rest of town. I mean, we're not going to just talk about the new Starbucks at Safeways. We're going to talk about all the different places because there are a lot. When I moved to Guerneville, past Guerneville, 25 years ago, I think there were about 22 bars.
Yep.
And now there are something like 22
restaurants,
food places.
Yeah.
Restaurants and cafes include and food trucks and whatnot and offerings. So there are still a couple of bars and you're always welcome. And, you know, we do a lot of nice stuff. And there's ice cream.
Mm.
Oh my God. And it's made deep in Casadero, which is where I like to be. We'll be right back here at the table. Table. I'm here with Crystal Lucky, but on the phone, breaking news, is David Blumster from Pat's in Guerneville. Hey, David, I know you're probably just getting ready for lunch. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Clark, and yourself?
I'm doing good. I'm here and alive and well. And tell us about Pat's. Tell us a little bit about the history and your history with it, because when I first met you, let's see, you were an art dealer.
I did have an art gallery here. yes. And let's see, I've been at Pat's now. I've had Pat's now for 12 years.
Wow.
Pat's is a diner that's existed since 1940. It's been Pat's now for 85 years. And we will be having some anniversary things going on here in April.
Oh, how wonderful. Congratulations almost. So it's been a diner,
and
it's one of the great Sonoma County diners. I mean, diners are precious everywhere. So, but you've done a lot of interesting things with the food. What's the food these days besides, Pat's Diner?
Sure. We definitely have the many of the classics, you know, two egg breakfast, country breakfast, our Pat's stack with pancakes. But then we also have pozole and huevo rancheros and a Korean fried chicken sandwich. And,
yeah.
Just a variety of kind of traditional American with a few international flares.
Yeah, that chicken fried sandwich is famous in our town because, I mean, everybody always liked Pat's for all the good things that it has been. But when your chicken fried sandwich came along, everybody was like, whoa, you want to wake up, have a coffee? No, have one of these chicken fried sandwiches.
That's so good.
That's right.
That vanilla slaw, I love it.
Thank you. Hi, Krista.
Hi, David.
Listen, you guys work so hard, so constantly, that you don't even get to say hello to each other, so you have to go on radio to do it, right?
Yeah, that's right.
So are you one of the ones that I've noticed that some of the merchants in Guerneville have been able to turn the barricades so that there's like a ramp that says I'm open and you can come in. Other ones, you have to go along the sidewalk from one end of town to the other. Which one are you?
Well, I do not have, I don't have an entrance right in front of my door. However, there's one just to the east and one just to the west. So we're pretty okay with the egress.
Okay, good. All right. Well, that's nice to know. So, and people can park around the corner. Now, historically, diners in big cities are open 24 hours a day. There's no way that
Correct.
A diner in Sonoma County can do that, because everybody's asleep. But a lot of places that are famous for breakfast and lunch and brunch are open a limited number of days and a limited number of hours. So what are your days and hours?
We are 9 to 3 every day, closed Wednesdays.
Right.
Come a little bit closer to the season, we will also be doing dinners then.
Okay, well, that's wonderful to know. So, you know, one of the precious things about this conversation is telling people there's someplace open on Monday and Tuesday, because
that's right.
That you know, again, I remember that the folks in Forestville, Dan Kadan and Mariana Gardenhire, who had backyard,
sure,
always stayed open on Monday because everybody else closed.
Yep.
Right, yeah, right. Yeah.
It's true.
It's nearly impossible sometimes. And so that's the fun thing, I think, about all of us in Guerneville being such close friends and good neighbors, is that we really do try to coordinate so that there's always something open for diners, you know, for guests in the town. We really sort of play off of each other in that way. And so we kind of coordinate, what days are you closed?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll be open those and you be open the, you know, and so, and in the summer, it's, you know, we're all generally expanding our hours. But in these slower times, you know, we really try to help one another. And, you know, again, just send this message that we are open. Come and support us and enjoy great food and great, you know, hospitality in this town.
And the other thing that people really have to know is, you know, when the television cameras come, because there's three drops of water and our locals know how to use a canoe, you know,
they
go crazy. But nobody knows how to deal with a flood better than Guerneville.
Right.
I mean, it's kind of amazing to me. Right. If you go by the hardware store and you take a look up really high on the building, there's a mark there from the 86 flood.
Mm-hmm.
And we've survived that. And so when it rains a little bit and it floods, but you're not anywhere near flood, right?
No.
Oh gosh, no. We're not even getting. We're not even going to approach flood warning stage for this rain.
Well,
so we're totally safe right now.
And how has the rainy season? How has this season been? Other than the, I mean, I don't know. I don't remember when this construction started. It seems like it was born there, right?
August of last year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It started down the block a while ago. It's been on our block now for, I think, maybe 3 weeks.
Yep.
Maybe about that, 3 weeks to a month. All in all, it has been a very good season. Last summer was great. We had a fantastic holiday season.
Yes.
And then even January and February were strong, partly due to we had some pretty nice weather in between rains. We are definitely being impacted now.
Yeah.
With the construction.
Yeah, you know, here's the thing. We do have a history of having a secret summer in January or February.
Mm-hmm.
We do have a history of having high 60s, low 70s, and we had that. It was really wonderful. And it is amazing. And the reason I wanted to get you guys on is, of course, it's always fun to preview the season early on, but this is also kind of the crucial period where you're done with the winter. And if it's a good winter, of course, by winter's standards, this is the time when you don't really want to get behind the in everything. I just noticed the other day, they just finally cleaned up the other side of the street. So you can now park across the street, which you couldn't for a while. For a while there, it was a tunnel. It was an orange
plastic. It was a gauntlet, the orange gauntlet.
I know. And you know, if you see as poorly as I do, and at night is really difficult. And I was thinking to myself, if I hit one of these orange things, I hope it's one of those little stick things that I can knock over easily.
Not the big barricade filled with water or sand.
Just yesterday, I was traveling east on River Road, and somebody traveling west turned into the left turn lane.
Uh-oh.
But the left turn lane is now the eastbound traffic.
Yes.
So that was a little dangerous there.
Yeah, I mean, I will say this too, and it's not true all over Sonoma County, and it's kind of surprising to me in a good way. Drivers somehow in Guerneville are awfully polite. You know, in other parts of town, they'd cut you off on the freeway. They'd do all this other stuff. But when there are all these barricades and all the rest, and somebody's coming out from the Safeway, Koala's Mexican restaurant area or the gas station, or they're coming from the other side from the public, there's this moment of, you go ahead. No, you go ahead. No, you don't let them cross the street.
I think
because we are a visitor-based town, very largely, we know that if you run them over, they can't come back.
That's right.
Yeah, that is true.
We need every guest right now. Yes.
Well, and it is really great. We are looking forward to this project, you know, in the completion because we will have bump outs at the crosswalks. The sidewalks will expand, which when you're crossing, then you're extended a little bit farther out so traffic can see you.
Yep.
Also, our crosswalks will have lights, which is incredibly important. There's a couple spots that are really dark, especially on a rainy winter night.
Yep.
And it will improve the safety of town tremendously.
All right, folks, did you hear this? This is the guy whose business is blocked by the Caltrans work and who is praising the work. So make no mistake, nobody's complaining. We're here, right, just to encourage
well,
you.
Well, just not at the moment. Oh,
yeah. Is that the Chamber of Commerce meeting, right? On Tuesday? Anyway, listen, David, what are the dates for your anniversary again?
I haven't quite decided yet. It's going to be in April, and we're going to do... I think we're going to do just like a social hour. I've been wanting to do fresh crab, drawn butter, champagne, and our cinnamon sugar donut.
All right. You know what? I'll be there.
I think that's what we're going to be doing.
I don't care what time of the day or night it is, but April is now called Pat's holiday season. And
thank you.
Thank you for taking the time, because I know you're in the restaurant right now, and probably there's somebody wanting to pay their check, and you're really pissing them off. By the way, last thing, don't call them guests.
Yes.
Don't call them guests. Guests don't pay. Call them customers. Thanks very much.
Okay.
We'll see you soon. We'll be right back here at the
table. Thanks, Clark. Bye, Krista.
Bye, David.
Table. I'm Clark Wolf. Here in the studio, I have Krista Ludke. She has Boone Eat and Drink, Boone Resort and Spa.
Yeah.
Did I do that right?
Close enough.
What, no.
Boone Hotel and Spa.
Hotel and Spa. It's a resort. Come on. It's gorgeous.
The Highlands, we call the Highlands Resort.
Oh, that's the Highlands Resort. That's yours as well.
And then Road Trip.
Right, which is quite wonderful. And on the line, I've got Mags van der Veen.
Van der Veen.
I want van der Beek. Van der Veen from Picnic Town Market. Mags, welcome, and thank you for taking the time. And we realize that if you have to turn away and talk to somebody, it's because you're running the house alone.
That's right. That's where we're at.
Exactly. And one of the reasons
for having me.
It's my pleasure. One of the reasons I wanted to have you guys on is, again, we've been talking about the fact that Guerneville is getting a facelift. That's really wonderful. It's going to be safer. It's going to be easier to get through and be there and park and cross the street and all that good stuff. But in the meantime, a lot of you are open, and it doesn't entirely always look like you are, especially in the gray day rain. So tell us about the market. Tell us about your time in Guerneville. Because you just most recently were the chamber president. You've turned it over to the next person, which is lovely, that kind of rotation thing. And you started working with Krista and then opened your own place or took over your own place. Tell us the story.
That's right. Yeah. So I used to have Broat Guerneville in Guerneville with Krista. And then I left to do more daytime stuff. And I took over what used to be Big Bottom Market, which is now Picnic Town Market. We had our own little facelift here.
Ah.
I've been open for about a year and a half. And now we are early spring and we're ready to go, but we can't. Because
Caltrans. Exactly. So tell us about the food and drink at your beautiful place.
Yeah, so we kept the famous biscuits that Big Bottom had, and so we kept those. We've zhuzhed up the menu a little bit, and we've added some really good new sandwiches. I finally came out with my own picnic bubbles now.
Oh.
We've got some local jams, and we also carry gifts. That kind of stuff. Yeah.
Well, and your sandwiches are kind of major. Your sandwiches are meals, as far as I can tell. I mean, and the bread is wonderful. And tell us about them.
Yes. So we carry breads from local bakeries. We have Cousteau. We've got Franco-American. And one of our more, I would say the most famous sandwich that we carry right now is called the Coastal Sage, which is a Dutch crunch.
Yeah.
It's got some jam, gouda, turkey, and greens. And then that's lightly warmed up. And that sandwich is sort of based on from when I was little, which I didn't know at the time, but I used to have jam and cheese sandwiches.
Oh.
And I didn't know that that was not normal.
Well, listen, it's very normal. And having a good Gouda or Howda, as we like to say, it is one of the best things ever. I mean, more Americans knew or know about cheese with chutney. But basically, chutney is just jam with stuff.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So we can get to you. Are you one of the ones that has a pathway right directly in front of you, or is yours to the side?
Well, I don't want to brag, but it is right in front of me.
We didn't pick it, by the way. I too have one.
Oh.
I think it has quite a bit, a lot to do also with where drainage was or wasn't.
Course, you know, of course.
They're trying to create some inlets to create more access for people.
Well, and also what I like about them is that they're ramps, so that if you have somebody who's got some challenges physically, you can pull up in front of the ramp, pause for a moment, let them out.
Yep.
They go up the ramp and into the place, and then they go around the corner or, I don't know, to Duncan's Mills and Park. No, I'm kidding. Yeah. I'm kidding. There's plenty of parking. Go to the Safeway. They'll never know.
You know, one of the things we actually are focused on, Clark, is Mags has been huge on working very closely both with Caltrans as well as the contractor to bring everybody up to date information on the status of the projects, keep us all informed, because it's really hard to collate all this information. And then, you know, working with the county, working with the state, really to try to push, you know, push the needle and move things along here. And one of the things we're working on, too, is trying to work with signage to tell people where they can park.
Right.
So that folks aren't frustrated when they arrive into town, like, oh, geez, where should I? And then they just pass on by.
And all it needs is a big P with an arrow.
Yep.
Right? Parking
exactly. That
away. I mean, you're so right. And it's true. I get the newsletter from the chamber, and it always has update, a very detailed update. We're going to do this on this date. This was supposed to be done by this date, but because of the rain, it's going to be this.
Yep.
And you know what? All it takes is a little communication, right?
Yep. And that's, I think, thank you for bringing us here. This is really what we're trying to communicate is town is very much open, very much alive. We just need folks to come out and, you know, and walk the extra, you know, 150 yards when they park.
You know, get your steps in, folks.
That's right.
Come to Guernville.
We're just trying to help everybody with their post-New Year's resolution.
No. This is the new motto of Guernville. Guernville, we're cardio.
That's right.
Exactly.
Yeah, so, and I will say there is lots of parking right across the street in the Lark's parking lot.
Yep.
There's other places in town where you can park. There is lots of parking. It's just not right in front of the shop right now. And that said, it's a nice stroll around here. You kind of want to look around and take it all in anyway. So it's fine. It's fine.
It's fine. Well, you know, one of the reasons I said earlier, I've been coming to Guernville and up to the region since I was a child. But there's something about being in Guernville that makes me feel like I'm on my way to Yosemite, you know, surrounded by pine trees and redwood trees and all the rest of it. And of course, Armstrong Woods is just down the road. It's Armstrong Woods Road. You just go down there and there's farms on either side that have been revitalized just past Boone Hotel
and
Spa.
Yes, the Solar Punk Farm.
And Solar Punk Farm is there. And actually, Nick Schwanz from Solar Punk is the current chamber head. And it was his Instagram, folks, that reminded me of what was going on that I was driving by every day, which is why we're all here talking about this today. I always get the newsletters, and that's fine, but somehow getting an email is a little bit more passive. And seeing Nick go, hey, guys, we're open, really meant a lot.
Yeah.
So David told us that he's only closed Wednesdays. He's actually open Monday and Tuesday. Tell us about your days and hours now and the end of winter and what they are during the summer.
Yes, so we actually all work together as businesses and share business in the winter. So I'm closed opposite days of his. I'm closed Monday, Tuesdays right now. Regular hours from there are 8 to 4. And in the summer, we will be open 8 to 4 as well every day except Tuesdays. So right now, just close Monday, Tuesdays, 8 to 4 every other day. And then in the summer, we are also open on Mondays. Plus, we're open Mondays on long weekends, of course.
Of course. Well, see, that's another thing to remember. And also, sometimes you do dinners, right? Are they special?
We are not doing dinners right now because I do a lot of catering.
Oh, got it.
Yeah,
but I mean, in the summertime, you might, right? Because you have in the past.
Yes. In the summer, we'll probably be opening Picnic Town Market for, I call it like a little layover when people are waiting in line to go into Boone, for example, or they're going to road trip. Then they come in here and have a glass of wine.
I was
going to
say, it's a cocktail party. Guerinville is always a celebration. All right, well, listen, Mags, I'll let you get back to it. But thank you so much for all you do, for being there, for calling in, for taking. And that lady, you know, at the register, she wants her change. We'll talk to you soon. We'll all be right back here at the table.
Awesome.
Take care.
Thank you so much. Take care.
Table. I'm sorry, I was getting festive with that music. It cheers me up, you know, and it's really a good thing, too. I'm Clark Wolf, and we're here with Crystal Luckey. We're talking about Glorious Guerinville. We've been talking with David Blumster from Pats and Mags from
Picnic Town.
Picnic Town. You know, I keep wanting to call it Big Bottom, but it's Picnic Town Market. And it's really charming, and it's really lovely.
So great.
It was originally many, many, many years ago, the general store of town, right? And it has a, does it still have the
balcony? Still has that balcony. I don't think it's safe for anyone, so we closed it off when I had it as Big Bottom back in the day.
Yeah.
On another story, I'll tell you what we used to think we could use that area for.
Yeah.
But anyway, it was
originally where they put the fabric.
They also when we remodeled back in the day, Michael Volpat and myself, we found Fandy's panties from the 50s, 60s, it was a department store.
Yes.
They had swimsuits and unmentionables that I just mentioned.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
All the things.
I would like a burger and panties, please. All right. So that was really fun to talk to both of them. And they did it, by the way, with one hand because they're both running their own places on their own in this winter time. Tell us about, let's make sure we cover
all the neighbors. We've got Main Street Bistro, Main Street Station, just down the road from me at Boone. Those guys are awesome. They're mostly doing dinners right now, but they will also do lunches in the summer. We've got Across the Way. We've got Rivertime. The guys from La Tapatia are about to open. They've delayed their opening because of the construction because it's just so hard to get to them.
Right.
But they also have the River Inn Grill, which will reopen as well. But again, it's this construction. Everyone's kind of timing their winter closure with what's happening so that we can all share and try to, rising tide lifts all boats, right? We've got La Bodeguita.
I go to all the time.
I do too. I love it. Chicken fajitas are my go-to, or the enchilada suizas.
That's the one. That's what I get.
Yeah, enchilada suizas,
usually with chicken.
Yeah.
Shredded, thank you
shredded
very much.
Shredded chicken. Deshebrado.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. Right. Yeah. And koalas.
Koalas.
What's the
sushi
pizza
burgers.
Place? The pizza place?
We've got Smart Pizza
right
there in the plaza as well. Everybody.
And let's not forget in the Guerinville Bank.
Oh, yeah. Ice cream.
Yeah.
And the nice thing for them is they're right on the corner, so you can actually real easily get into their spot. And they're open, I think, 5 or 6 nights a week right now doing ice cream. And it's funny. Rain, cold, no one stays away from ice cream. They're still busy in there. It's awesome.
You know, it's because I was just on a panel that I led at New York University, and the sociologist was giving statistics from Michelin and Yelp. Hmm. And I wanted to say, that's what Michelin and Yelp writes down, but that's not what's happening.
Right.
We know what's happening. It's like periodically business people will say ice cream tends to go down in the winter. Not here.
No.
Not in Florida.
Who doesn't love ice cream?
And you know what they say, when it's really hot in the summer, have a hot drink and your body will go, I'm fine. Well, when it's cold, have some ice cream. And that ice cream from Casadero, I wish I could remember the name.
So it's Nimble and Finn.
Yeah.
And it's a sister team. So it's Jasmine and Leandra. And they are just crushing the game.
I got to tell you something. It's some of the best ice cream I've ever had in my life. And I'm one of those crazy people. I save up my ice cream points either for Mimi's in Sebastopol, or there's a little place on the Île Saint-Louis in the River Seine in Paris called Bertillon, which has arguably some of the best ice cream in the history of mankind.
I will go there with you.
Yeah.
Say the word.
Oh my gosh. It's one of those things where, every time I've been able to have the good fortune to be in Paris, I will one way or another get myself there. And, it's where I learned that a very rich and delicious ice cream doesn't have to be 9 pounds.
Correct.
Unless the pounds are English.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, good ice cream should cost something.
Yeah.
It really should, because otherwise it's going to be fluff and chemicals, and we don't need that.
No.
We do not. So my favorite is lavender honey.
Mm.
Honeycomb.
The honeycomb.
Honeycomb.
Yeah.
Is absolutely amazing.
They have a beautiful raspberry coriander one that gets me every time too.
And so you got to remember, folks, this is an old town. That bank sat empty
30 plus years.
Yeah. And it was nasty and people lived out front and it didn't smell real good and it was restored fully. And is there a tasting room at the back these days?
There is not. There is a esthetician and tattoo parlor now in the
now
back, which is amazing.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Pony Irons Tattoo, which I'm super stoked about.
And then a wine shop
on the side.
All right. And I like that. The wine shop in the bank.
Yep.
On the side. Speaking of which, there's another wine shop in the corner.
Yeah,
coming
Equality into Vines.
There you go. Yeah. Tell us about that.
Amazing winery or wine or tasting room, to be specific. Working with all local producers, doing and focusing on LGBTQ plus foundation. So they give back a ton of their proceeds to LGBTQ plus and BIPOC. You know, really great guy Matt, who owns it, co-founded it with Jim Obergefell.
Yeah,
who was the named plaintiff in the big case.
Right.
So doing all kinds of good and just a really great place for the community to hang out. And I think to Mags's point about, you know, there's fun things to wander around. I think that's maybe the beauty of people not parking right out in front of our businesses right now where you can't.
Right.
Is there are so many beautiful galleries that I think people need to know are open right now.
And Don Ranch has a restaurant and the chef is from
They're amazing.
Argentina?
They are Argentinian.
Yeah.
Ignacio and... oh my God, Juliana. I'm like,
all right.
She's a good friend. Why am I blanking out?
And
her
who
name?
Are these people? All right, well, when we come back, we'll just have a few more minutes. But again, I think you've heard that you should zip line into. No, that's not right. No.
However you get there.
Just carpool. There you go. And bring your walking shoes. Wander around Guerneville, go to Armstrong Woods and go for a walk because it's completely restored and open after the fires.
Yep.
It took a while, but nature, you know, does that. No matter what happens, nature is going to be fine no matter what happens to us. And we'll be right back for just the last few minutes to talk about what spring and summer are like out at what we refer to as the river. We'll be right back here at the table. And we're back at the table, and I want that ukulele. Every time I hear it, it just cheers me up. I want to be followed by a person playing the ukulele. All right. I'm Clark Wolf, and I'm here with Krista Lutke. We've been talking about glorious Guerneville, and we've been talking about how it is open, folks. It is.
100%.
100%. We've talked to David Blumster from Pats, and we've talked to Mags from
Picnic Town. You'll get it when I leave.
Picnic Town, exactly. I'll get it tomorrow afternoon at 2. But let's talk a little bit, because we've got just a little bit, about what Guerneville's like in spring, summer,
oh my
and
gosh.
Fall. But I mean, I do want to mention that historically, Guerneville was always very busy from Thanksgiving through January because it was this place to go away and rent a house for a week or 10 days with family or stay at a hotel or stay at a cottage or something like that or just come up for the weekend because we're so close to so many wonderful places. But talk about spring, summer, and fall in Guerneville.
I mean, honestly, spring is one of my favorite times. You're driving on your way into Guerneville right now and you're seeing the mustard blooms everywhere and it's just this sea of yellow and it's just so gorgeous. What I also love about it is our weather is generally great right now.
Yeah.
I mean, we have a little bit of rain now, but we need it for all of our planting in our gardens. But it's the kind of the calm before the storm, which is summer. So it's such a beautiful time to be here, but you're not also fighting the crowds.
Exactly. And I want to remind people, those mustard flowers under the vines mostly were planted by the Spanish for a couple of reasons. First of all, it helps the soil. Mm-hmm. But I don't think they did it for that reason. I think they did it. And apparently, a lot of the monasteries who planted the vineyards wanted you to feel hopeful and happy in the dead of winter that spring was coming. And the other thing is that if you come down River Road, great. But if you come through Pocket Canyon from Sebastopol, there are apple blossoms because it's the Gramercy Highway.
Yep.
I mean, that's
everything
what we're talking
is
about.
Just in bloom right now, and it's just such a happy place to be. And again, despite, you know, the road construction, we're very much open. And I think this is, again, you know, once this is finished, which we're hoping is around the corner, I mean, again, safer, easier egress to all of the businesses. It'll be more ADA compliant. And but I mean, the summer, I think, is just going to knock it out of the park.
And there's going to be a street fair on May 3rd to celebrate the town and to kind of help support everybody. Right?
And I believe that's kind of a sort of our Stump Town Days type. What? So it's like an annual thing. But again, this one we're doing as a bigger sort of awareness and fundraising fundraiser for all of the businesses, because it has been a bit of a struggle with this Caltrans project. We know it's necessary.
And we appreciate it.
Yeah. And but we're in it.
But don't ever forget, folks, that every day in Grenville is a parade.
Yes, it is.
You never know. We say this about Sonoma County, that you never know who you're going to meet coming over the hill or around the corner.
That's right.
That's really true in Grenville, absolutely, because it's a melting pot.
It is.
More than some other areas. Not that you're not welcome everywhere, but everybody is really welcome in Grenville. And it's a great place to be. So, Krista, thank you for taking time, because I know
absolutely.
This is the time of the year. You travel a lot. You do television. You do all these things. Also, this is the time to develop.
Correct.
Because you've got to get ready for the summer. You've got to train people. You've got to hire people, even though you can't quite afford to have them in the house.
All the things.
So thank you for taking time. And all of you, thank you for joining us here at the table.
Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? It'd be paradise.